Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Moe's Sports Talk. I'm your host, Maurice Trice, and I'm ready to talk sports with you on this beautiful, and I mean absolutely beautiful Friday in Oklahoma, a beautiful Friday before all the rainy weather comes this weekend, and cold and rainy weather, but it's about 78 today, so definitely enjoying today's weather. But we have a big show planned for you today. As always, there's three ways to contact the show. You can call me up at 1-646-929-0429. Again, the number to call into the show, 1-646-929-0429. You can also listen, email me, MauriceTrice@hotmail.com. That's MauriceTrice at hotmail.com. You can also follow me on Twitter at TheDukeBoy100. That's at TheDukeBoy100. You can follow me on my Twitter page. You can also like my Facebook page. Just put in Moe's Sports Talk in the search, and you can like my Facebook page. You can also listen to the show on TuneIn.com and Stitcher.com. That's TuneIn.com and Stitcher.com. I believe the show is also available on iTunes as well. But like I said, we have a big show planned for you today. We're going to talk some NFL draft. We'll also talk Major League Baseball. We'll talk about some of the games that took place this weekend in the NBA playoffs as well. Hopefully in about 14 or 15 minutes, we'll have our favorite segment of the week, Chatting with Gray. Get his thoughts on the NBA playoffs and the NFL draft as well. But before we talk playoffs and NFL draft, we do have some other NFL news that came up this week since my last show on Monday. Adrian Peterson did sign a 2-year, $7 million deal with the New Orleans Saints. The second year is a player option. So he didn't get as much money as he wanted. He wanted $8 million, but you know, he gets $3.5 million. Obviously getting older, but I still think he has something left in the tank. So you pair him. I think the Saints' offense is going to be really – obviously going to boast the offense, but I still don't see the Saints – I don't even see the Saints really winning that division, but I definitely don't see them making it to the Super Bowl. And that's obviously Adrian Peterson's goal. He's made a lot of money. He wants a title. He wants to get to a Super Bowl, and I don't see that with the Saints. I see their offense being better. I see them maybe making the playoffs. They still have some defensive issues, maybe, even though in the NFC is going to be tough. So it'll be interesting to see how Adrian Peterson does with the New Orleans Saints. Also, another running back, Marshawn Lynch. He was traded to Oakland with a sixth-round pick to Seattle in 2018 for a fifth-round pick that Seattle will get for Marshawn Lynch. He's going to get $3 million. He signs a 2-year deal, $3 million per year with incentives. So if he rushes for, I think, over 1,000 yards, he gets another $2 million. It'll be interesting to see how Marshawn Lynch does with Oakland. Obviously, it's going to make the running game better for Oakland. But to me, offense wasn't Oakland's issue. It's defensively. If Derek Carr stays healthy, in my opinion, they're even with Marshawn Lynch, they're the third best team in the AFC behind the Patriots and the Steelers. Obviously, it makes their run game better. We shall wait and see how much better it makes Oakland. But like I said, the key for them is can they keep Derek Carr healthy? So we can talk about that. We can also talk Major League Baseball. The Yankees, they sweep the Red Sox in what was supposed to be a 3-game series. It turned out just to be a 2-game series. Game one was rained out. It's going to be made up in a doubleheader, I believe, in July. But the Yankees did beat the Red Sox, which was really game one of that series, beating them 3-1 on Wednesday. How good was Luis Severino? He went 7 innings. He got 6 strikeouts, only gave up 3 hits. Aaron Judge also hit a home run. A 2-run shot as the Yankees win 3-1. Aroldis Chapman made it interesting, but he got the save. In the game two, the Yankees win 3-0. Masahiro Tanaka, a complete game, 3-hitter. Matt Holliday also had 2 RBIs. So the Yankees are playing some good baseball. They're getting really good starting pitching. They have a big series coming up against the first-place team in the AL East, the Baltimore Orioles. So we'll definitely talk about that on my next show, God's Will, on Monday. Also, we have Boston taking on Chicago this weekend, so that'll be an interesting series as well. As a Yankee fan, I say, go Cubs, go. But anyway, we'll see what happens there. And we can also talk about the hockey playoffs. Pittsburgh, they beat Washington 3-2 to win game one of that series. So Pittsburgh, the Penguins are up 1-0 on the Washington Capitals in that series. So we'll definitely keep you up to date on the hockey playoffs going on down to the last eight in the hockey playoffs. But right now we're going to take a quick break. We're going to listen to music from the Fast and Furious 6 soundtrack. When we come back, we'll talk NBA playoffs. We'll also talk some NFL draft. And hopefully we'll have our favorite segment of the week, Chatting with Gray, coming up about 10 or 12 minutes from now. But right now we'll take a quick break and we'll come back. We'll talk NBA playoffs. We'll do all that next on Lowell Sports Talk.
Sean Khalid from Mam.
Don't shine.
Money's the motivation, money's the conversation. You on vacation, we getting paid, so we on vacation. I did it for the fam. It's whatever we had to do, it's just who I am. Yeah, it's the life I chose. Gunshots in the dark, one eye closed. And we got it cooking like a one eye stove. You can catch me kissing my girl with both eyes closed. Perfecting my passion, thanks for asking. Couldn't slow down, so we had to crash it. You use plastic, we bout cash. I see some people ahead that we gon' pass, yeah.
I never fear death or dying. I only fear never trying. I am whatever I am. Only God can judge me now. One shot, everything rides on two nights. Even if I've got three strikes.
Welcome back to Mo's Sports Talk. Don't forget, if you want to talk anything world of sports, you can call me up at 1-646-929-0429. Would love to hear from you. You got a draft question, you want to talk about the draft, you want to talk NBA playoffs, anything in the world of sports, you can call me up at 1-646-929-0429. But let's turn our attention to the NBA playoffs, and let's talk about the week that was in the NBA playoffs. Atlanta, they beat Washington on Monday, 111-101 to tie that series up at 2 games apiece. 7 Atlanta Hawks were in double figures. Paul Millsap had 19 points and 9 rebounds. Dennis Schroeder had 18. Also, Atlanta hit 12 threes. For the Wizards, Bradley Beal, he scored 32. John Wall had 22 points and 16 assists. The Wizards shot just 42% from the field. They also had 14 turnovers as well. The front court for Washington definitely did not play well at all. They definitely needed to be better. We'll talk more about Washington and Atlanta coming up in a minute. Some sad news for me personally, the Thunder. Their season came to an end. They lose to Houston. I believe that was on Tuesday night, 105-99. James Harden, 34 points and 8 rebounds. Lou Williams added 22. Patrick Beverly had 15. The bench outscored the Thunder's bench 44-22, excuse me. And also, Houston did a great job of getting to the free throw line. They were 33-39 from the free throw line. So defending without fouling, especially fouling three-point shooters, was an issue for the Thunder all series long. And it's not like Houston shot the ball well at all, especially in the whole series. They shot only 6-37 from three. So the perimeter defense for Oklahoma City was pretty good, but they still lose, only scoring 99 points. Give credit to the Houston defense. It was a little better than what it usually is in Game 5. Russell Westbrook scored 47 points, went on 15-34. For shooting, he had 11 rebounds and 9 assists, almost another triple-double for Russell Westbrook. But like, it wasn't Russell Westbrook's fault that they lost this series. And at times, his shot selection leaves a lot to be desired at times. There's no doubt about that. But obviously, he's the driving force behind the Oklahoma City Thunder. I would like to see him play the entire fourth quarter. He got rest at the beginning of the fourth quarter, and the Thunder were up by 5. When he came back, he got about 3 minutes of rest, the Thunder were down 5, so a 10-point swing. That obviously the bench has to be better, but I would like to see your season on the line. I'd like to see Westbrook play the entire fourth quarter in that situation, so I didn't like that by Billy Donovan. Victor Oladipo, he struggled the whole series long. He had a couple good games, but he only scored 10 points on 4 of 17 shooting. He did have 6 rebounds. If Oklahoma City had any chance of winning that series, they needed Victor Oladipo to play really well. Jeremy Grant scored 11, but the Thunder shot just 39% from the field and 10 of 38 from threes. That's just too many threes, in my opinion. They're not a good three-point shooting team. Why shoot 38 of them? That's just too many. Oklahoma City was also just 19 to 29 from the free throw line, so you missed 10 free throws as well in a close game, very, very costly. In the offseason, Oklahoma City must improve their supporting cast if Russell Westbrook's to stay. He has an opportunity this summer, this offseason, to sign a 5-year, around $219 million deal. If he does sign that this summer, it's going to be imperative that Oklahoma City improves that supporting cast. They have to have more two-way players, more players that can defend at a high level, and also more shooting. Then that's going to be a key as well. They have to have more shooting, so we shall see what happens there. Because Thunder, they did a great job on the glass all season long. They were only +3 on the glass against Houston, so Houston moves on, and we'll talk about who they face in a minute. Don't forget, if you want to talk anything world sports, you can call me up at 1-646-929-0429. Hopefully in about 7 minutes, we'll have our favorite segment of the week, Chatting with Greg. Also on Wednesday, Washington, they held on to beat Atlanta, taking a 3-2 series lead, winning at home over Atlanta, 103-99. Bradley Beal, he scored 27 points. John Wall had 20 points, 14 assists, and 6 rebounds. But the front court was much better for Washington. Otto Porter scored 17. Also, I thought Marquise Morris, he had a couple of blocks. Marcin Gortat, he did a good job on the glass and really good job defensively. And Bojanovic, off the bench, had 14 points and 6 rebounds. They only had 6 turnovers. Excellent defense, especially in the fourth quarter for Washington. They were up 3-2 in that series. So we'll see if they can put away the Atlanta Hawks today. Dennis Schroeder had 29 points and 11 assists on Wednesday. Paul Millsap had 21 and 11. Tim Hardaway had 15, but they didn't get much help from the other players. They shot just 41% from the field, 9 of 31 from three. So we'll see how Atlanta does tonight. I think that series is going 7. I think that series is going 7. I think that might be the only series that goes 7. I think Celtics, they beat the Bulls 108-97 on Wednesday. Isaiah Thomas only scored 24, but Avery Bradley added 24, and Al Horford had 21 points and 9 assists and 7 rebounds. Kelly Olynyk had 14 as well, and they did a great job of scoring in transition. That Rondo injury was just horrific for the Bulls. Dwayne Wade, he had 26 points, 11 rebounds, and 8 assists, but Jimmy Butler struggled from the field. He scored 14, but on 6 of 15 shooting, and again, 16 turnovers, which the Celtics turned into 23 points. So I think the Celtics close out the Bulls tonight. I think I'm going to be wrong. I think Greg and I are going to be wrong on the Jazz and Clippers. I think the Jazz more than likely close the Clippers out tonight. We'll see. I'll stick with the Clippers at 7. I have to. You have to stick with your original pick, but man, I would love to see that Blake Griffin has stayed healthy, but that's not the case, so I think they move on. And the Spurs, they moved on last night. They beat the Memphis Grizzlies 103-96 last night. Kawhi Leonard was really good. Also, Tony Parker was good as well. We'll talk more about that with Greg and our favorite segment of the week, Chatting with Greg. Next up for the Spurs is the Rockets. We'll also give you a little bit of a mini preview of that series coming up here in a couple of minutes. And also, there was, we know that the Cavs will play the Toronto Raptors because the Raptors, they closed out the Milwaukee Bucks last night. They had to hold on to win. They were up by 25 points in that game. DeMar DeRozan, he was big time. He scored 32 in that one. And they made the big plays, and their ball movement was really good until late, until Milwaukee started to clamp down defensively. But Milwaukee has some half-court issues. I mean, the Greek freak, Giannis Antetokounmpo, say his name one more time, he had 34 points and 9 rebounds. But, man, they really struggled in the half-court. They really struggled to score the basketball. They shot just 43%, so Toronto moves on to take on the Cavaliers. Man, I just don't see the Toronto Raptors. I think they'll give them a fight, though, because I think they've improved by adding Serge Ibaka and P.J. Tucker. But I just don't see them beating the Cavs, especially with the Cavs having home court. It could go seven. That wouldn't shock me. It could be six or seven games, but I like the Cavs. I just think they have too much offensive weaponry, too much firepower from that three-point line, so I think that will be the difference. But right now, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to play Greg's theme music, and then I'm going to come back on. I'm going to talk a little bit about the NFL draft, and we'll have our favorite segment of the week, Chatting with Greg. We'll do all that next on Mo's Sports Talk. Welcome back to Mo's Sports Talk. Don't forget, if you want to talk either world of sports, you can call me up. Even during our favorite segment, we chatting with Greg, and call me up at 1-646-929-0429. We'd love to hear from you. But let's talk some NFL draft. We'll talk a minute before we get Greg on the line here. Cleveland, they selected defensive end Myles Garrett. I heard a rumor that they were going to go after Mr. Trubisky. They might draft him with that number one selection, but I was hoping as a 49er fan that would happen, but that did not. The Cleveland Browns made a smart selection there, getting Myles Garrett at number one. The Bears, they moved up to two to get Mr. Trubisky. A lot of potential, a lot of upside there for Mr. Trubisky, so we'll see how that works out. My 49ers, I thought they had a really nice draft. They traded with the Bears. The Bears got the number two pick because they traded with the 49ers, who moved down to three, and they still got the player that they wanted. Besides Myles Garrett, they wanted Solomon Thomas on that defensive line. They couldn't stop the run last season, so that should help. And also they added Reuben Foster late. They made another trade and got him late, so in the first round, so I like that for the San Francisco 49ers. Another pick that stood out to me was Houston moving up to get Deshaun Watson. I thought that was an interesting selection there. I like at eight Carolina getting Christian McCaffrey. I think he's a guy who can make plays in space as well. And then looking here at the Jets getting the safety Jamal Adams, I think he's going to be a big-time playmaker for them. And I like the Redskins. I know Greg will have some thoughts on this. The Redskins, they got Jonathan Allen, the defensive end out of Alabama, who I think he's a big-time talent. And they got him with the 17th selection, and some people had him in the top 10, so I think that's a nice selection there for the Redskins. You never know how the draft will pan out, but we shall wait and see. We'll talk more about the draft on Monday. But right now, let's get Greg on the line right now. Hey, how are you doing, man?
Oh, doing pretty good. How's it going?
Doing pretty well and just enjoying this nice weather before all these storms come.
Yeah, storms come in, yeah. And getting a lot of rain with that too overnight, and then some snow out in far northwestern.
Oh, yeah, in the panhandle. Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
Yeah, in the panhandle. Yeah, I'm not in the panhandle, so.
Mm-hmm, yeah, I definitely don't want to see snow in April.
You don't want that.
Late April. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's crazy. But, Greg,
take what you can get. We'll take the rain, but we don't need no tornadoes and snow, okay? This is all
right,
snow,
yeah, I agree with that. Yeah, I agree wholeheartedly with that. Well, Greg, we have a lot to cover here. Let's start with the NBA playoffs, and let's first talk with the Thunder. They lose 4-1. We both picked the Thunder to lose to the Rockets. A lot of so-called basketball experts did pick Oklahoma City to beat the Houston Rockets, including Charles Barkley and Shaq. They all thought Oklahoma City would be too big for Houston, but that was not the case. And we said that Oklahoma City's supporting cast is just not good enough. And they had opportunities in the series to win. There's no doubt. After game one, they could have won the rest of those games. There's no doubt about that.
Mm-hmm.
Those little, coaching decisions, leaving Andre Roberson in the game too long when they started Hacker Roberson. I thought that was a little bit ridiculous.
Oh,
also, not playing Westbrook
in
the whole entire fourth quarter. I thought that was injured. Mm-hmm. What were your thoughts on the series? You went to game four. What were your thoughts on the series?
Well, game four was really the last 18 seconds. I mean, the missed free throw by Adams, and a huge three by Westbrook. And then when Houston had the ball, they let the clock run down, I mean, way, way, way down. And then they didn't foul. But then, oh, let's foul Nene. and then he gets an and one. We all just couldn't believe that. So
yeah, that made no sense at all. Yeah, that was true. I mean, you got 18 seconds left. You're down by one. You foul as quick as possible, and then you wait until they're right at the rim, and then you foul a guy, and he gets an and one. It made no sense at all. So that was ridiculous.
Yeah,
he definitely could have won the game before. I mean, go ahead.
And the thing I don't understand is Billy Donovan. How's he going to get up there? Well, you know, the reason why they did that hacker Roberson is maybe it's just out of respect for Andre Roberson. No, Billy. That's not the reason, Billy. They want to beat you. That's why. It's the playoffs.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. I mean, it made no sense. So, like I said, they did have opportunities. Their margin for error is just real small. They missed 10 free throws in game five. Go ahead.
Where was the respect? You were down by four at one point when they did that thing. And you want to talk about, hell, well, it was just out of respect. I just couldn't.
It made no sense at all. So, to lose 4-1, had opportunities, but Houston moves on. And let's wrap up the Thunder. See, I thought, obviously, Russell Westbrook, I think he's going to win the MVP. I think you would agree with me on that. But looking ahead to next season, what moves would you like to see Oklahoma City Thunder make to improve? Obviously, they need to improve the supporting cast. What do you think they can do to improve this roster heading into next season?
Someone that can give a spark on the bench. That's the start. So, and then also find a true backup point guard that could that could complement Westbrook and Oladipo.
Right, yeah, that would be nice as well. Yeah, they can do that. So, yeah, and also I think they need some more shooting as well. You know, I know they added Doug McDermott and Alex Abrines. Looks like he's coming on, but I think they need another shooter or two. I think would be nice as well. And more two-way players, you know, more guys who can score and also defend at a high level. A lot of these players like Steven Adams, he can defend really well, but he doesn't score well. Enes Kanter can score, but he doesn't defend well. So Andre Roberson defends, but he can't score. So I know he was better against Houston, but still, yeah. So we'll see. It'll be interesting to see what moves. Sam Presti is going to have to make some magic happen this offseason. But I expect he's going to do something. I expect he has a trick up his sleeve.
So
we'll see how that goes. Now, let's talk about the San Antonio Spurs. They beat the Grizzlies. A tougher series than what I thought it would be. They did win in six. I thought it would be five. You thought maybe a sweep or five. But what were your thoughts on the Spurs and the Grizzlies? The Spurs struggled to score at times. I think obviously Kawhi Leonard was a star. He's played great. I think he needs some more help from his support. I think Gasol, he can step up. He's been struggling a little bit. LaMarcus Aldridge has been struggling to score. Tony Parker's been he was up and down, but he had his moments. Yeah, he had flashbacks. There's no doubt about that.
In fact, Ginobili and Parker are kind of showing signs of their old selves now. So.
Yeah, that's good. If you're a Spurs fan, that's encouraging. Yeah, that's true. That's true because you're going to need scoring. I'm going to take the Spurs to beat the Rockets. I like the better defensive team. I think the Spurs are the way better defensive team. But they have to score. They're going to have to score some points
to
beat the Rockets. You know the Rockets are going
to
score. They're going to shoot better. You would assume they would shoot better than they did against Oklahoma City. They didn't shoot the ball well at all against Oklahoma City. They're going to have to shoot the ball much better against the San Antonio Spurs. But you would think they would do that. But to me, I like the Spurs. I think I like the better defensive team. What are your thoughts on that series between the Spurs and Rockets?
I'm going with the Spurs. I'd say probably Spurs in I want to go six because the Spurs they go six or seven. I'll go with Spurs in seven.
Yeah, I went Spurs with seven as well. Yeah, before our NBA playoff preview. Yeah, so I'll stick with that as well. I think it'll be an entertaining series. Spurs do struggle to score. That's why I think it's going to keep the Rockets in this series and might, you know, go seven. But I still think at the end of the day, I think the Spurs pull it out. I don't see them winning a game seven in San Antonio.
No. And neither this Memphis game, neither as a game seven, I still would have picked the Spurs anyway. So it just would have been disappointing.
I agree with you, Harley.
Yeah,
that
they
did. Yeah.
Mm.
It would have been
disappointing.
Been nice.
It would have been. I would say it would have been disappointing if they didn't finish off Memphis and you had to wait tomorrow and play them. And then you had to look at rest because then if there was a game seven, You rest up Sunday, and then you got to jump back to play play them on Monday.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I guess they would have moved it to Tuesday probably then. But, yeah, that's true. Game 7 would have been Saturday. So, then they would have played Monday and got a day off. So, so it helps you rest. You get a couple extra days of rest. Now, selfishly, I would have liked to have seen a game tomorrow. There's no NBA games on, I guess, tomorrow since there's no Game 7s on Saturday. So, that's disappointing. Mm. But I guess we'll have two games on Monday to look forward to. And let's talk about the other series, the Cavaliers and the Raptors. Any thought of an upset there? I know the Raptors, they had to hang on to beat Milwaukee. The Cavs have been resting a while. They've had a week off until they play on Monday. So what are your thoughts on that series? Do you want to change your prediction on there? We both went Cavs. You think Raptors can pull an upset?
Still,
I don't, but with you.
Still going with Cleveland. You know, I know a guy. There's a guy on ESPN one day. Yeah, how about my Toronto Raptors? Okay, dude, man, what in the world? Who let you in broadcasting? Okay, come on now.
Yeah. Oh, man, that's funny. Hopefully he wasn't one of those that got fired. There are so many of them that got fired. It's crazy.
I don't know. I won't go that far, but I'm like, hey, and by the way, that's sad to see so many people get fired, but I will say this, man, you got some Yardbirds on there on that network, okay? I'm just telling you right
now. I mean, the list, I was shocked. They fired Mark May, Candy Katz, and
Mark Mays.
Yeah, Mark May.
College football analyst. Mark May?
Yeah, they fired him too. Or he got laid off, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Yeah,
wow.
I thought he did a good job. It was a who's list of
Well, you hate to see people get laid off, but I will say this, man. The more I watch that network, I'm just telling you, man, you got some Yardbirds on there that I mean, you would expect. I mean, that's actually bringing some of that UCO material. I mean, come on, you're the worldwide leader in sport. You know UCO material on there, homegirl on there. Yeah, I'll say this, and we're going to one of the homegirls on there talking about Jeff Capel. And she said, well, I tell you what, Maurice, he's very capable. Okay,
oh,
man.
Wow.
Serious?
Yes.
I want to write a letter to that ESPN director. Say, look, you're the worldwide leader in sports. We don't need no UCO material. Okay, on the worldwide leader.
Yeah, I don't want to mention it. I think I know who you're talking about there, but yeah, that's true. So, sad days for ESPN. But we got a couple minutes left, Greg. Let's turn our attention. Oh, well, first, do you want to talk about any more of the playoff series before we move on to the NFL draft?
No, let's go to the NFL draft because I got to mention about the Redskins and their picks.
Okay, yeah, we'll start there then. Talk about the Redskins selection at number 17 again, then John Allen. Do you like that pick? I did. What were your thoughts on that selection?
Oh, yeah, they needed that. They need that for the defense. And really, maybe he could be the one that could help out on third down conversions.
Yeah, keep getting off the
Redskins
field on third downs.
The third downs is what really killed the Redskins, is third down conversions. Like, you know, third and short, third and short.
Yeah,
and then,
defensively getting off the field, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. And they really needed that. And then you got Arakpo. You got Kerrigan, you got Sue Cravens, and that's a pretty salty D back there if the Redskins and you still got Joe Barry, okay? I mean, he can do some. I don't know. That kind of worries me a bit, but hopefully he'll change some things around and not do some silliness going on. So
yeah, that's true. And you get a top 10 talent with the number 17 selection. You can't beat that with a stick. So I like that pick there for the Redskins. Yeah, that I really like that selection. Anything else that stood out to you in the first round in the NFL draft? Anything else stood out to you?
No, not really. I know it'd be interesting to see now in the second round. You know, I heard some weird things. Two things. Number one, by the way, what's that guy's name? Leonard Fournette. Joe Mixon. Yeah. I heard some Yardbird on there on right here. Yeah, I tell you what, man. Wouldn't it be great if Joe Mixon played for was picked in the fourth round for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Yeah, okay. Wouldn't it be great if you just get off the phone?
Oh man, yeah, come on now. Yeah, that is pretty. Yeah, they just drafted that. That's pretty. Ooh. I think Joe Mixon is gonna be selected today. I think he's gonna be selected somewhere probably in the second round, maybe the third, but I think he'll be selected.
I'm wondering. That's strange as it may seem. I'm reading some information that what if the Redskins might be interested in him.
What pick did the Redskins have in the second round? Do you know offhand?
I think it's 49.
We'll see.
43rd.
Maybe they could trade up too. They could trade up.
They're in the 40s. I know that much.
Okay.
So,
let me ask you one more question before we end your statement. As a Redskins fan, you wouldn't mind them selecting Joe Mixon because you know it's going to be a public relation nightmare. Whatever team gets Joe Mixon is going to be a nightmare. You're going to have all these women's group complaining. Oh, he shouldn't be drafted. You look what he did. It's going to be a headache. I wouldn't take that.
I mean, you got enough problems with the Redskin name. Then you're gonna bring Joe Mixon. I hadn't thought about that, but man,
yeah, that's something to think about. Well, Greg, we're out of time. Greg, thanks for another great segment. Oh, no show next Friday, so hopefully we'll hear from you in 2 weeks.
Okay, and again, sorry to hear all the ESPN that got laid off, but still, I'm just telling you, man, ESPN, you got too many Yardbirds on there, okay? Come on now. I mean, seriously? And by the way, Jermaine, I see, what's that dude's name? The two on there, Michael Smith and Jermaine Hill. Come on.
Yeah.
I mean, they're pretty cool. Yeah, I don't know now, but seeing some of their latest commercials, like one where Jermaine Hill's dressing up like James Harden wearing a beard. Oh, okay, now come on, you're stepping into the UCO zone now.
Right, that's right. Well, Greg, we'll talk to you.
Okay.
Week. All right.
Okay, now.
Chatting with Greg. Don't forget my next show, guys, will be Monday at 5:30 Central Time. We'll talk NBA playoffs. We'll talk NFL draft. We'll talk anything else going on in the world of sports. Have a great rest of your weekend. God is good. Trust in him. And we'll talk to you next time on Mo's Sports Talk.